a Kate Little here in the church. In listen, you have some amazing photographs here, Kate, that we're looking at. And so this is the area that you would have grown up in, is it? And so where did you go to school?
Some of the time to Rauretta.
And who was your teacher there?
Oh, God. Oh, Mother Pauline was one of them. And a Mother Immaculate, and we will forget them.
Were you good at school?
It was good hours, you know, until they changed schools. And my brother wouldn't go to the nuns.
Yeah.
And I went up to the King Show then with him.
What was your father's name?
Michael.
Michael Little, is it?
Yeah.
And what did he do for a living?
He's himself and his grandfather and his great-grandfather built Rathfarnham Church.
Did they?
Yeah.
So he was a mason, a builder?
Up there in Stepperside, up Barnacullia.
And so how many of yourselves in the family then?
Six.
Where did you fit in, Kate?
First.
You were the eldest?
Yeah.
So did you take a lot of responsibility for minding your siblings?
My father fell off the scaffold and got a stroke. And he died at 49 and stuff.
Oh, were you a young girl then?
He was 18 when he died.
And was that a heartbreak?
Desperate. Mm.
And then your mother had to look after you?
The rarest, yeah.
And do you remember hard times?
Yeah, we used to have to till the garden in the Grange.
And I take that away there altogether. Yeah. You had to what?
We had to till our own garden in the Grange and fed ourselves over. And then we had hens and we had pigs.
So you were self-sufficient in that sense, that you had your own bits and pieces.
And plenty of hens.
And did your mother get any financial help anywhere?
Very little. Very little.
Was she depending on the neighbours?
No, she made her own way.
Yeah.
Clean places.
So you were born in 1923
up the road, up in Holly Park.
And that's where you grew up, in Holly Park?
That's where I was born.
Yeah.
And we moved down to Grange Road then when she got married.
That's your mother grew up in Holly Park?
My mother grew up mostly in Dunard.
In Dunard.
Mm.
And what was the name of the school that you went to?
Kilmashogue.
Yeah. And was... What, you would have seen so many changes in this place here. Huge.
Yeah.
What changes do you... Were there more...
People weren't as selfish as they are now.
Hmm. But you were born in 1923, so what was the 30s like? I mean, Dublin was a much smaller place, wasn't it?
There was no cars on the road, running hardly. Very little. Maura McKelliga was the first car, and she lived up there in the Grange Road.
Hmm. And what did you do for your... What kind of pastimes?
Pastimes? dug the garden and sowed ferrets and carrots, everything.
And would you have sold any of those vegetables to make money?
No. No, the six of us and my mother to eat them.
Yeah. Was this place a village out here at the time?
Like that.
It was rough and ready, yeah. As I see it in the photo, in the picture. Were they? They were low sized houses. Were some of them thatched or were they all slated?
No, slate.
Yeah.
That one was a double one. That was where Caffrey's lived, the post office. That was a telephone exchange tower.
And who were the other people living on the street?
Well, no one was Gregory's.
Mm.
And it's Kelly's. Couldn't remember them all. Just a pub down the further.
Yeah.
And
who had the pub?
God, you're asking me now. All I remember is in the beginning of it, beating it, I think it's her name. Can't think of her name. I know in the end, Buglers got it. Dalton's was.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton.
And the other photographs you have there, Kate, can we have a look at those?
Well, you see, that's when... boys' club was made and opened and things.
Yeah.
Now, that's the old school teacher of Kilma Shog.
And who was she now?
Miss Bonnie Kelly, we call her.
And did she live locally here as well?
Yeah, she lived up beside the school. There she is.
Yeah. And was she a good teacher?
I don't know how the kids think.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She was.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That was the old mill in Kilma Shog.
Did you play around there when you were a child? Or?
No, I was outbound and going to school.
You weren't allowed down there? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was me when I was made Lord Mayor, starting off a walk.
What year was that?
Oh, God. Maybe 60 or... About 60, maybe.
Six or 7 years ago, was it?
No, it's more. It must be near 20.
20 years ago.
Mm.
And so you were crowned the Lord Mayor of the area, yeah? And...
They opened out a post office.
Yeah.
Raising money.
You did a lot of voluntary work here, Kate.
Yeah.
A lot of charity work, too.
The daughter. It used to have loads of water and that time.
Did you go swimming in the daughter?
No, I couldn't swim. I never swam.
And was it a place where other children swam?
Not very many. That was an accordion band I had.
Oh, were you a musician as well?
I used to think I was anyway.
What did you call yourselves?
Well, we had St. Anne's and we had different accordion bands, the Belton family, and we had Mayalta, there's St. Anne's.
Where would you have played now? Would you have played?
All over the place, at dances and concert.
Yeah. And that photograph was taken many, many years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in Gartenmuir.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely indeed. So it was all traditional Irish music,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, that's Pierce's house.
Oh, yes. Tell me, were you an Irish speaking... Did your mother speak Irish?
I spoke... No, she didn't. I was good at Irish until I was changed schools. And then it was a different dialect. That was years ago, doing the Boys' Club.
And the new dialect didn't suit you, did it not?
No, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
She different. There's the top of the fort on now. That's where Miss Margaret Pierce's stepsister lived and her niece.